Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. We are glad in it and we praise His name. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 16 to 17. The scripture says, "We are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory." Hallelujah. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, that we will also be glorified with Him. That's the whole purpose. And in God's eyes, we are His children and we are complete in Him. As children of the heavenly kingdom, we should learn to enjoy and possess the rich spiritual blessings that belong to us as heirs of God's riches. Number one, we have been justified and made acceptable to God. The scripture says in Romans 5:1. Number two, we have been adopted into God's royal family, Romans 8:16 to 17. Number three, we have been given a citizenship in heaven, Philippians 3:20. Number four, we possess the indwelling Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Number five, we have been placed into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. And number six, we have the promise that the best is yet to come, a heavenly home. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Whether you are great or small in God's kingdom, you are still God's child. Amen. An infant is as truly a child of its parents as is a full-grown person. You are as dear to your Heavenly Father as the most prominent member in His family. And that's the beautiful thing about our Abba Father in heaven. He loves us dearly. He cares about us. He is concerned about our welfare at all times, and that's the heart of a loving father, and we thank God for that. He's a good God. He's a great God. So my dear brothers and sisters, as an heir of God and a citizen of heaven, strive to make your walk and actions consistent with His high calling, because God anticipates and expects that the royalty of heaven will be visible in His children on earth. Because we are the representatives of God. We are the ambassadors of Yeshua. And He desires that we will represent Him correctly today in this planet Earth, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. Amen. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are in the land of the living, and you desire that we will, Lord, live to the praise of your glory. Lord God Almighty, I thank you, bless you, worship you, adore you, magnify you, exalt you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that by your sacrifice we have been delivered. By the shedding of your blood, our sins are forgiven. By your sacrifice on the cross, by your death on the cross, we have life and life more in abundance. We thank you for that. We give you the praise that our sins are forgiven by the shedding of your blood. We are grateful to you that you have made us your sons and daughters. You have written our names in the book of life. And Lord God Almighty, we thank you. Today we desire to represent you correctly, Lord. Father God, having been justified and made acceptable to you, O God, and having been adopted into your royal family, again, Lord, having a citizenship in heaven and possessing the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives, I pray that you'll give us that vision in our spirit. Open the eyes of our understanding that we can see and know and understand that who we are in the Lord God Almighty. And Father, you have placed us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. We thank you for that. And the best is yet to come for your children. We praise you. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Today, Father, as your flock steps out into their jobs and businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. I pray that you will bless them, bless the work of their hands, keep them from the evil one, preserve them, protect them, provide for them, and prosper them, because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, we thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed. You were beaten before even you paid for our sin on the cross by your death, O Lord. Lord, you are beaten 39 times, that by your stripes we were healed. And I therefore rebuke every demon of infirmity. I command you, get out and enter into that body again, no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, for by your wounds we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And remember that we begin our fasting and prayer today for the next 3 days. And every evening we gather for prayer at 8 p.m. on Zoom. God bless you, and bye for now.